You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
It's an absolute honour to be welcomed back to the European Football Podcast. Dave Kellner here this week, joined by Sam Norris to preview three of the biggest games on the continent over the course of the next few days. First of all, a warm welcome to the man sitting beside me. He's got the seat that's low in the studio. We always talk about this on the golf podcast. There's always someone that has to sit in that seat where you look like you're about 4 feet tall, which, for you, Sam, is no different to usual.
Exactly. Technically, as the smaller man of the two, I should get the higher chair. I'm smaller than you anyway, and I've been given the stool on the floor.
But if you sit in a high chair, Sam, you're even more likely to be ridiculed.
Because my legs don't touch the floor.
Precisely, yeah. Precisely. Sam,
I can't win, can I, really?
It's good to be back on this podcast with you. I was on the podcast, I think, last week or the week before with Mr. Alex Dunn. I think he picked a few good bets out, which shocked me. So it's good to be with you. And we've got three games we're going to look at.
Yeah, absolutely. One in Germany, one in Italy, and one in Spain. Should be a pretty decent weekend of European betting. I've got three teams who are all quite short in the outright betting, but there are plenty of good opportunities to extract value when you delve into some of those supporting markets. And some of them, to be fair, yes, they're short prices, but they're probably still bigger than they ought to be, particularly the first game we're going to talk about.
Let's get stuck in then. Leipzig versus Hamburg in the German Bundesliga is the first game we are going to preview. Live on William Hill TV this match, so if you are logged into your account with a positive betting balance, you can watch this one here with William Hill. And Leipzig are 8-15 to win the match. The draw 16-5. With Hamburg in the betting at 11-2. A full range of markets as per usual, 154 in total. And we've got Leipzig, who are just 4 points off top place team Bayern Munich in the Bundesliga, taking on Hamburg, who are struggling for survival. They're just 1 point clear of the relegation zone in Germany. Just 16 points they've picked up from 19 games this season. But they have won their most recent Bundesliga match, and that came against Bayer Leverkusen back in early February, or just 6 days ago, in fact, as we record this on a Thursday afternoon. But you said in the intro there that you were thinking Leipzig maybe a bigger price than you thought they would be.
Yeah, I mean, they were 1-2 when I did the prep work for this. They're now 8-15, and their incredible season, however unpopular they may be in Germany, and however hated they are by all the other fans and everyone's wishing them to fail, this incredible season shows no sign of stopping for Red Bull Leipzig. They've obviously flown up through the divisions since the injection of cash from Red Bull, which is the reason, of course, why they're so unpopular. It's their first season in the Bundesliga. And in all likelihood, they're going to finish second now. I think the title is maybe beginning to get away from them. Bayern are 4 points clear now and really put Leipzig in their place a few weeks ago, and they beat them 3-0. But look, they're 7 points clear of Eintracht Frankfurt, and this is a season where the likes of Dortmund have disappointed slightly. The likes of Leverkusen and Mönchengladbach, and even Wolfsburg, sides that should be up there, have disappointed massively. So it leaves Eintracht Frankfurt in third, and I can't see them making up a 7-point gap to Leipzig now. And they're one of those teams, you almost had a case of this last season with Leicester, despite the fact that this season it isn't slowing down. They're still not perhaps being given the credit they maybe should do by the traders. And look, I don't want to go over the top about an 8-15, but I do think that 8-15 is too big. They've been a real cash cow for me on the podcast this season. And at home, they are mustard. They've got a home record akin to someone like Juventus when you look at their home record this season. 9 home games, 8 victories and 1 draw. So they're yet to be beaten, well, in Bundesliga history, technically, for the club. They've never, ever lost a home Bundesliga game. Obviously, this is their first season, so we're only talking about 9 games there. But they really would be the play at home against the majority of teams in this division. They come up against the Hamburg side, who are currently in a relegation playoff spot. They're just 1 point clear from those relegation outright positions. They've only won one away game all season. That was against Darmstadt in the early part of December. Darmstadt are rock bottom. They've only picked up 9 points all campaign and a 6 points adrift of Ingolstadt. So that sole away victory this season wasn't even really a particularly impressive one for Hamburg. So when you add all that together, Leipzig really should be 4-11 shot, maybe even shorter than that, 1-3 for me.
Yeah.
So the 1-2 really isn't that bad to my eye, but I will be greedy and go for Leipzig minus a goal here. It's 13-10, Leipzig minus one. It's landed in two of their last three home games. And we're talking about good teams as well. They beat Hertha 2-0, who are currently sixth in the table. They beat Eintracht 3-1, who are currently third. So we're not talking about them going and beating teams who are in the lower portion of the Bundesliga. They're beating good teams and are doing it by a two-goal margin. So minus one looks really good for me. Another bet of interest, a man who's been a real home bird of late, is Timo Werner. He has 6 goals in his last 5 home games for Leipzig. He could get on the score sheet again. Even money, anytime, is probably a bit short. But if you look at those last 5 home games in which he scored in all of them, he's got the first goal in 3 of those games. It's 7-2 that he notches first.
Yeah.
So getting 7-2 about something that has landed in 3 of their last 5 home games is always worth a look. And one of the bet, which is a bit of a shorty, but I do think will land. They've also scored in the first half in 8 of those 9 home games this season. It's 4-7 they do so again. They're playing a really poor side in Hamburg. 4-7 is not a glorious price at all, but over 0.5 Leipzig goals in the first half would be my final shout. But look at Leipzig minus a goal and look at Timo Werner, first goal scorer.
4-7 over half a Leipzig goal in the first half. Or 8-15 for Leipzig to win the match, which is a better of the two given they are very similar in terms of price.
Probably Leipzig to win the match.
Yeah. Okay, 8-15 Leipzig to win the match. The draw 16-5 Hamburg, 11-2. Also on Saturday, this game kicking off at 7:45. Italian Serie A action, Fiorentina versus Udinese. And Fiorentina are 7-10 to win the match. The draw 11-4. Udinese are 9-2. Again, full range of markets. Match available live on William Hill TV as well. And Fiorentina are 8th in Serie A currently. They've picked up 37 points from 23 games. Udinese are in 12th. They've picked up 29 points from 23 games. Recently, well, Fiorentina were hammered last week away from home at Roma, beaten 4-0. Udinese have managed to keep a clean sheet in their last game against Chievo away from home, picked up a point. Prior to that, at home, they'd beaten Milan by 2-1. Before that, though, they had been in pretty ordinary form, to say the least.
Yeah, they were in a real bad run of form before that, Udinese, and they're a side who flattered to deceive for the last few seasons. They're certainly not the only team underperforming in Serie A. We can certainly say that, but they would expect to be challenging for those top 8, top 6 places, really, Udinese. And things have not been going to plan whatsoever for the last few seasons. This year is no different, and they come up against a Fiorentina side who are another example of a team in Europe who boast a really, really good home record. Since the 9th of January 2016, only Juventus have come to Fiorentina and walked away with all 3 points. So that's one defeat in over 365 days of football. And that was last season as well. Fiorentina righted that wrong this year and beat Juventus 2-1 at home. Now, we've said time and time again on the podcast, Juve are capable of throwing one in away from home. And if you are going to beat them, they need to be away to do so. But even so, a home win against Juventus is still very decent. They've also drawn to Napoli at home recently, when they were 3-2 up, and it took a 90th minute equaliser for them to draw that game. So they would have taken all 3 points there. So we're talking about 4 points taken off Juventus and Napoli at home, which really should have been 6. And they come up against Udinese side here, who are decidedly mid-table. Yes, they can throw up the odd result. They've beaten Milan home and away this season, but their away form isn't great. They do give a fair few clean sheets on the road, Udinese. So that is maybe something of a worry. And the 7-10 on Fiorentina, whilst I do think they'll win the match, their one problem is they've been drawing a few too many at home, drawing games where they perhaps should have won. A point to the Napoli game as well. In fact, only Torino have drawn more games in Serie A than Fiorentina this season. So you are left wondering whether the 7-10 is a bit on the skinny side for Udinese that could very well draw this. I don't think they lose at all, but at 7-10 outright, you can hardly take them double chance. So the 7-10... probably Fiorentina will win, but I just pass it from the point of view of a single. I think it's probably okay for accumulators. And I'll take Fiorentina to score over 1.5 goals in the game. That's 3-4, just a shade of odds on. They've scored at least 2 goals in each of their last 5 at home. It doesn't really correlate with what we mentioned earlier. Udinese are pretty tight on the road, but something's got to give here. Either Fiorentina are going to continue to score plenty at home, or Udinese are going to continue to be pretty tight away from home. I expect Fiorentina to dictate the tempo of this match. They scored 3 against Genoa, 2 against Juve, 3 against Napoli, 2 against Sassuolo. and two against Palermo. So the last five games in Serie A, they've scored at least twice in all of them. There was the 1-0 victory against Chievo, but that was in the Coppa Italia. So over 1.5 Fiorentina match goals at 3-4 will do for me. I think they win, but maybe the 7-10 as a single is a bit too skinny.
If you want to maybe look at another market here as well, Fiorentina to win to nil, given that in their last three games on the road in Serie A, Udinese failed to score. Fiorentina to win to nil is available at 7-4 here with William Hill. Let's move on to Sunday's Spanish action, and Atletico Madrid take on Celta Vigo in the La Liga. 7:45 kickoff for this one, again available on William Hill TV. We do have a couple of enhanced odds offers here as well, which I'll come to very shortly. Atletico Madrid to win the game 4-11, the draw 19-5 with Celta Vigo 17-2. Antoine Griezmann to score and Atletico Madrid to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1. Was 4-1, that's been enhanced to 9-2. And Iago Aspas to score and Celta Vigo to win was 12-1, that's been enhanced to 16-1. A gulf in class between these two sides, but only 9 points between them in the table. And Atletico Madrid have played a game more as well. Atletico, 39 points from 21 games. They trail Real Madrid in the league by 7 points. Celta Vigo picked up 30 points from 20 games this season. And both teams come into this in all competitions in patchy form, I think.
Yeah, there's been plenty of Copa del Rey football recently in Spain, yeah, and not all the big guns have performed as well as we might have expected them to in the Copa del Rey. Atletico are
different teams as well, aren't they?
Yeah, of course, and it's they don't always take it that seriously. To be fair, Atletico's last meeting in the Copa del Rey was Barcelona, where they went down on aggregate in a really, really feisty game that ended up 9-10 in midweek. So back to league action here, and this is getting like must-win territory for Atletico Madrid. I think the league is long gone. The top three are in danger of pulling away. They're 4 points behind Sevilla in third. And they now have to look over their shoulder because Real Sociedad are only a point behind them in fifth. So they are in danger of potentially losing out on that Champions League spot, which would be absolutely disastrous. We've seen sides before, you know, when they miss out on the Champions League, there can be a mass exodus of players who want European football next year. So they do just need to be careful, Atleti. I think they win this game. I still think they make the top four. But as I say, the title's gone and the top three is looking questionable. And with Sociedad only a point behind, they have to be looking backwards rather than up, you would say. I do think they get the job done here. I suppose Celta's season isn't over. They're currently in 10th. They're 5 points behind Villarreal in the Europa League spot. Celta do have a game in hand, which would obviously shorten the gap to two if they were to win it. I believe the game in hand is against Real Madrid, though. So they'll do particularly well to win that. But the season isn't quite dead and buried for Celta. However, I do make Atleti the play here. Celta's away form is pretty patchy. They're a side who I do like backing at home, especially against the big boys as well. You can usually get a decent plus one, plus two price for Celta. But on the road, just one win in seven, and that came against Leganes, who were struggling there just above the relegation zone. So I would expect Atleti to win, given they've got slightly more to play for as well. I think the bet, though, the one I'm going to go for is one that we've mentioned plenty of times on the podcast this season. It's been very successful and very profitable, and that is a low-scoring Atletico Madrid win. So Atletico to win at under 2.5 goals. It's 21-10, which is a big leap from their outright price of 4-11. And we've seen them get the job done 1-0 and 2-0 so often this season. Their last four victories in La Liga have come by one of those two scorelines. They beat Leganes and Eibar 2-0. They beat Bilbao and Las Palmas by 1-0. We've seen them do it time and time again over the last few seasons. It's 21-10 that they win and there's under 2.5 goals in the match, which will do for me as a bet. If you want something a little bit more surefire, both teams to score no is of some consideration, I think. It's 8-13 that someone doesn't score here. It's landed in all of Atletico's last five games at home and three of Celta's last five on the road, so it could be worth a go at 8-13. It is fairly skinny for both teams to score no, but I'll be a little bit greedier than that 8-13 and go for an Atleti win and under 2.5 in the game at 21-10, which we've seen land plenty over the last few years.
Very good. Atletico Madrid to win and under 2.5 goals, Sam's bet. Before we get the ACCA 5 insurance here with William Hill, where if one team lets you down, you get your stake refunded as a free bet. Before we do that, let's talk naps. Mm. How's the naps table going?
Not too badly. I think I'm still in the red, but not too much. I think I'm only 10-20 quid down. So yeah. could do with a winner this week. Dunny's going very well. We've had quite a few doubles land this season, though.
Yeah, and I know that the chaps on the league podcast, Pete Farris, Al Ross and Gav Pushlowski, have pulled their socks open. The Punt Podcast boys, which include... They do include me.
It does include yourself.
It does include me. We've been disastrous for the last 6 or 7 weeks.
You started
now.
Quite well, didn't
started
you?
Started brilliantly.
On a personal level.
Started brilliantly. And I need an injection of confidence, I think.
Have you gone for a shorty?
It's plaguing me. We've not done it yet.
Oh, yeah,
so
of course,
I've not picked what I'm going for this week yet. I'm sure it will be something. And I won't pick a shorty now. It's gung ho now.
Oh, okay.
Basically.
Right.
Because we've had that many consecutive losing weeks that we need to land a punt treble and it to be 25-1 or bigger at this point.
Really?
Now. Oh, yeah. It's been a. It's been rough. But last week, Derek McGovern was on fire and a lot of the outsiders won last week and he tipped pretty much all of them. So he was in good form on the podcast. So, Naps.
Yep.
What's yours?
I'm going to go for Red Bull or Rasenball Sport, Leipzig, minus a goal at 13-10. I just think, given their home form, 8 wins and 1 draw from 9 home games this season against the Hamburg side, who've only beaten the whipping boys, Darmstadt, away from home. I think they're far too big on the outright, and the fact that we're getting 13-10 about minus a goal, which landed against good teams in Hertha Berlin and Eintracht Frankfurt, minus one for Red Bull Leipzig at 13-10 will do for me.
You know what? I'm going to go with... Do I get a pick here?
Yeah.
Is that how the podcast works? I'm going to go with under 2.5 goals in the game between Fiorentina and Udinese.
Okay.
And he's 10-11. I just think, given Udinese are pretty tight away from home, they might be able to restrict Fiorentina to 1, possibly 2. So the double, Leipzig minus 1 at 13-10, under 2.5 goals in the Fiorentina-Udinese match at 10-11. 3.39-1, that double. Now for Acker 5 Insurance here with William Hill. You'll give us a 5-team accumulator for the weekend in the European matches. Have you landed any of these this season, or have they not been tracked?
Yes, we have. I'm not sure whether they've been... fully documented, but Dunny definitely got one up a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
And I got one up the last time I put one up as well.
Oh,
so
very
I think
good.
We've only been doing it 4 weeks, and I think both of us have had a winner.
The floor is yours, Samuel.
They're never a massive price, to be fair.
No, but they don't need to be when you've got that. I like them when they're not huge prices, in all honesty, because you know if one lets you down, the likelihood is only one will let you down and you get your stake back as a free bet. So that's nice here at William Hill.
Absolutely, yeah. And across all sports as well, the only stipulation is it needs to be bigger than 1-5.
Yes.
And all these are at time of recording. Red Bull Leipzig, I'll start with them. They are the nap. They're 8-15. They kick off Saturday at 2:30 p.m. So I think they are an excellent prospect for me. I spoke about how much I fancy them. At the same time in Germany, Borussia Dortmund are away. They're 4-11 against Ingolstadt.
Gone 2-5.
Okay. Ingolstadt are second bottom in the league. Dortmund, albeit they're not having their greatest season ever, they're in fourth. They should still comfortably dispose of Ingolstadt. Monaco, who just about qualified for ACA 5, they are 2-9, Saturday 7 p.m. They're going really well this season, Monaco, flying high in the French league. And it's got a competitive feel to it as well, Ligue 1 this season. So another win could be another step towards a potential title for them. It's no longer a case of everyone playing for second. So they go in at 2-9 to beat Metz at home. Fiorentina would be my iffy one, but I'm going to put them in at 7-10. We spoke about them Saturday 7:45. I just like the fact that in the last year, they've only lost once at home. So I think, although the draw is a worry, they definitely don't lose to Udinese. So 7-10, I'll chance Fiorentina, and Atletico with the final one. 4-11 against Celta Vigo. Sunday, 7:45 p.m. And the ACA, I believe, is bigger now than when I first put it up. It's just over 5-1 now. It was 4.7-1 and is now over 5-1. So that's handy.
It is 5.08-1. Leipzig, Dortmund, Monaco, Fiorentina, Atletico Madrid all playing this weekend. Sam, thank you for your company.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Thank you, everyone that's tuned into the podcast. Do take advantage of ACA 5 Insurance here with William Hill. Don't forget to check out all the odds on the William Hill website ahead of the European football action this weekend. You can follow us both on Twitter, at D. Kellner and...
At Sam Norris _.
Did someone have Sam Norris then, I take
they
it?
They did, yeah.
Yeah, they
someone,
did.
Someone who's got an egg as their profile and has sent one tweet in 2009.
There you go. And he's not bitter about it at all, listeners.
No, not one bit.
And you can check this podcast out via audioboom.com. Just type in William Hill. We're on iTunes as well. You can subscribe and download the podcast weekly. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the European Football Podcast. And we'll be back next week. I won't be back next week. We'll have the full compliment. We'll have the dream team back next week.
I'm pretty sure Dunny's still on holiday.
He is on holiday next week. So someone else will be drafted in alongside Sam Norris next week.
Me and Mark Walton nap next week.
definitely. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll be back soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.